I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. State Department on Sunday ordered the families of all American personnel at the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine to leave the country amid heightened fears of a U.S., or I should say, of a Russian invasion. The department told the dependents of staffers at the U.S. Embassy in Kiev that they must leave the country. It also said the non-essential embassy staff could leave Ukraine at government expense. The move came amid rising tensions about Russia's military buildup on the Ukraine border that were not eased during talks Friday between Secretary of State Antony Blinken and the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva. State Department officials stressed that Kiev embassy will remain open and that the announcement does not constitute an evacuation. The move had been under consideration for some time and does not reflect an easing of U.S. support for Ukraine, according to those very same officials. Residents in Burkina Faso's capital say that gunfire erupted in the same area as the embattled President Roch Marc Christian Kabore's home. The development late Sunday came hours after mutinous soldiers seized control of a military base in the capital. Government officials earlier in the day denied that Kabore had been detained by the soldiers, but his whereabouts were not immediately known. Several people in the vicinity of the president's home also told the Associated Press that they could hear helicopters hovering overhead. Anti-government protesters who support the mutineers also set fire to a building belonging to the president's political party, and the latest sign his government is in fact in danger. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Taliban delegation led by the acting foreign minister, Amir Khan Muttaqi, on Sunday started 3 days of talks in Oslo with Western officials and Afghan civil society representatives amid a deteriorating humanitarian situation in Afghanistan. The closed-door meetings were taking place at a hotel in the snow-capped mountains above the Norwegian capital and are the first time since the Taliban took over in August that the representatives have held official meetings in Europe. The talks were not without controversy, however, reigniting the debate over whether they legitimized the Taliban government, especially since they were being held in Norway, a NATO country involved in Afghanistan from 2001 until the Taliban takeover last summer. Clashes between U.S.-backed Syrian Kurdish fighters and militants have continued for another day near a prison in northeastern Syria that houses thousands of members of the Islamic State group. Standoff followed a bold assault by the extremists who broke into the prison, enabling an unknown number of militants to escape and hold hostages. At least 27 U.S.-backed fighters of the Kurdish-led force were killed. The U.S.-led coalition said that the Kurdish-led forces had contained the threat, but several dozen militants remain holed up. More than 600 detainees at the prisons are minors. The UN's Children Agency called for the release, warning that violence may spread to other prisons or in camps holding families and children of suspected IS members in Syria. Authorities have lifted a month-long pandemic lockdown on the northern Chinese city of Xi'an and 13 million residents. The announcement on Monday followed the restart of commercial flights from the city the day before. It has been a cornerstone of the ruling Communist Party's zero-tolerance strategy toward COVID-19 that mandates lockdowns, travel restrictions, and mass testing whenever a case is discovered. It is about 1,000 kilometers southwest of Beijing, where the Winter Olympics opened February 4th. Access to the city was suspended December 22nd following the outbreak attributed to the Delta variant of the coronavirus. Police in Brussels fired water cannon and tear gas to disperse violent demonstrations against COVID-19 vaccinations and restrictions. The protests Sunday drew tens of thousands of people, some traveling from France, Germany, and other countries, following demonstrations in other European capitals on Saturday. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.